Labor Union President Blasts Democrats for Globalist Free Trade Agenda. By John Binder on August 2, 2019. AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka blasted Democrats during a private meeting this week for their globalist free trade agenda, where 2020 Democrat presidential primary candidates have continued to embrace the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA, and the Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP. During a private meeting with Democrat National Committee, DNC, members, including Chairman Tom Perez, who pushed TPP while working for President Obama, Trumka blamed a coalition of elected Republicans and Democrats for the country's entering into a multitude of free trade agreements that have gutted America's working and middle class while outsourcing those jobs to China, the Philippines, Vietnam, and India. "It's time to do better," Trumka said, scolding Democrat Party leaders, according to the Huffington Post. "I believe you can. I believe you will. And working people are hungry for it. But you can't offer campaign rhetoric or count on workers' votes simply because you have it next to your name." Trumka said Democrats can blame President Trump all we want, but that the GOP/Democrat coalition for a globalist libertarian economic policy isn't new and has prevailed for years under Democrat control of the House, Senate, and White House. During the meeting, Trumka effectively begged the DNC to take a pro-worker approach to their economic agenda. Though leading 2020 Democrat presidential primary candidates like former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, have vowed to end tariffs on Chinese imports and continue to support multilateral free trade. "You need to prove that this party is the one and only party for working people," Trumka said, according to the Huffington Post. "And recognize that unions and collective bargaining are the single best way to make this economy work for everyone." Trump has sought to protect and create American working and middle-class jobs by imposing tariffs on China and other foreign imports. Likewise, during his first year in office, he ended the Obama effort to enter TPP, which would have eliminated millions more U.S. jobs by allowing multinational corporations to outsource them directly to Vietnam and Malaysia. Meanwhile, Biden has continued to defend NAFTA, which he claimed in 1993 would add American jobs to the American economy but actually helped eliminate nearly 5 million U.S. manufacturing jobs and resulted in the closure of nearly 50,000 U.S. manufacturing facilities. A number of American towns and small cities were left economically destroyed and have yet to recover. Harris committed to rolling back Trump's tariffs on Chinese imports and other foreign products, falsely claiming that tariffs are taxes on American citizens. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.